As the state legislature gets set to go back to work in Trenton, we're reminded of just how combative both sides of the aisle can be over long-discussed issues. These include pension promises, along with the state's infrastructure. Here to discuss the current path of these discussions, as well as a local business who, strangely enough, actually seeks to expand instead of close. There's a novelty these days. Is the Assemblywoman from New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. How are you this week?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Like I said, we get back to, it seems like, the same old battles over and over again. Governor wants state lawmakers to get to work on pension reform when they return from the summer break. As we go through September, the Democratic leadership, they want to put the focus on the state's ailing transportation infrastructure. And it seems like without doing the first, you're not going to have the money to do the second.
Right. This is, a difficult issue. Where do we get the money for both or one or the other? And certainly the Democrats attempted to, in the budget process, raise taxes to provide for that additional, the actual pension payment that was promised. So, this is going to be a tough battle for sure.
Just to give you some of the math on the matter of what this whole issue is facing, the pension system, it's worth about $80 billion. Is one of those long-term issues that's underfunded by about $40 billion. Now, if you look at the state infrastructure, the annual state contribution that financial experts say, by the way, is needed to sustain the budget, never mind for looking ahead, is $4 billion. Now, if you look at state infrastructure, you have bridges, 6,554 bridges in New Jersey. Almost 10% of those are considered structurally deficient. This is from the American Society of Civil Engineers. 26% are considered functionally obsolete. And if you look at the roads, 66% of New Jersey's major roads are considered to be in poor or mediocre condition. And New Jersey's highway vehicle miles traveled in 2009, most recent stats, is 8,299 miles per capita. That ranks 42nd in the nation, as well as with public transportation. New Jersey has 407.1 million annual unlinked passenger trips via transit systems, motor bus, heavy rail, light rail, and commuter rail. We are obviously a commuter community all through the state, and there's a lot of stress being put on the roads and no money to shore them back up.
Right. And, excuse me, this transportation trust fund issue has been around for quite a number of years, and it's set to expire, and we certainly have to do something to provide for the infrastructure of our roads and bridges. So, like I said, the Democrats are, it's interesting how they decide what's going to be on the agenda, because certainly they do, and I'm not privy to that. But we will be going back to Trenton on the 15th in the assembly, and I forget the date that the Senate goes in. So we're going to get back to business, and hopefully in a couple of weeks I'll have more information for you.
Just as a reference, too, as far as I was always throwing these numbers at you, hopefully not to blind you, but why there is a concern, some say, because of the conditions of roads. They estimate that the miserable shape of roads throughout the state costs the average auto owner or vehicle owner an average of $601 per year because of the damage between potholes and wear and tear on vehicles. So, again, that factors into the equation as well. Regarding the Transportation Trust Fund, was there ever any federal funding of that has disappeared over the last few years that expedited this problem?
I don't think there was one instance where a particular pot of money was gone, but certainly it comes in ebbs and flows from the federal government. We've known for quite some time that the expiration, I think it was a 10-year plan or 15-year plan, the Transportation Trust Fund. So, that's a good point. Can we go back to the feds for, another shot at that pool of money?
Because it certainly is a more viable alternative than the state having to borrow, given the continued credit downgrades. Some people believe another one on the horizon, that borrowing will be more costly than it's ever been before for the state.
Yes, and I don't think that's the way to go. It's not a positive for us, and we certainly are in the hole enough. So, no pun intended.
We're in the pothole enough.
Yes.
Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McCose here on Issues and Ideas, AllisonMcCose.com, and the web state house is njledge.state.nj.us. Mountain Creek over in Vernon, a bedroom community, because it's pretty much all in the Highlands Act protection area. No more homes can be built, so ratables become a concern for the functioning of that town. Mountain Creek is proposing a project that calls for a 400-room hotel, 100,000-square-foot water park, 40,000-square-foot extreme sports-type camp, and a 60,000-square-foot convention space area, which sounds like not only would something like this be a boom for Vernon, you go a lot of routes to get to Vernon, and there's a lot of businesses between point A and point B that could benefit from this increased traffic.
Yes, I think that this any time we have an opportunity to make Sussex County a destination for people is a good one. And certainly, rather than people sending their kids to Pennsylvania, New York State for camp and sports camps, have them come here. And you, like you said, the local restaurants, the local gas stations, convenience stores, they all benefit from the traffic that comes through. So certainly this would be a positive.
And unlike what we see down in Atlantic City, where people come in with no funding to get things done, and we wind up with revels that just become hulking ghost towns, Mountain Creek already has a plan in place. They have it's a three-portion program, $40 million from foreign investors, $25 to $28 million through floating bonds, and then the remainder of financing from capital markets. So it seems like, as far as financing is concerned, they have it on a solid base. Company was seeking about $500,000 each from foreign nationals for a total of that $40 million under the terms of the, it's called the Immigrant Investor Program, meaning foreign investment, EB-5 visa program is also what's known as. At least 10 full-time jobs would have to be created or preserved for each foreign investor.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, I'm sure they would take American investors too if they were available. But clearly they have a business plan in place. They've been successful business owners in other areas. And I think that this is an interesting program. Certainly it will also create jobs for local residents that will be much needed. And I think, you know, rather than, again, this indoor water park sounds a lot like Great Wolf Lodge out in Pennsylvania, and it would be a lot closer. And again, we have the proximity to New York City and Connecticut and other areas of New Jersey. And sometimes people want to do these staycations rather than go far away. Come here, stay a couple of nights, and spend some money.
The saying is, politics make for strange bedfellows, and I guess that's what we can apply to a recent fundraiser that State Senator Raymond Lesniak, Democrat from Union, had, because among the, or at least in his eye, unexpected guest was Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey, who just happens to be scheduled to be sentenced in the U.S. District Court later on this month after pleading guilty with her husband to financial fraud. And, well, Lesniak said, quote, he would certainly invite her to his next fundraiser.
Well, nothing's unplanned or unexpected with that man. He's a character, and I'm sure that he likes attention, and certainly having Teresa at his party drew a lot of attention, especially in light of her, pending sentencing. So he is something else. So reality TV is not far from the reality at the State House.
And he had this regret that he didn't take a selfie with her.
Oh. for his Christmas card or something.
Well, he can have another chance during her perp walk, maybe, after her sentencing. Anyway, if you want to share your thoughts on what we talked about here, bring something to her attention, that is what you do at AllisonMcHose.com. And to follow along as the State House gets back into action later this month, you can do that at njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and enjoy the day.